There have been several movements this week to commit to paper what exactly defines a conservative. Newt Gingrich is working on a second Contract with America. Tea Party activists are composing their own Contract from America. House Minority Leader John Boehner started one, too.
Our manifesto, whatever it will be called, will come from the people who are really in charge of this country, and that's the American people.
And that's not all. Another group of conservatives came together this week near George Washington's home in Virginia to sign a document called the Mount Vernon Statement. It's an ode to constitutional conservatism, limited government, free enterprise, and the defense of family and faith. And it's signed by people such as former Attorney General Edwin Meese, Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform, and Catherine Lopez, editor of the National Review Online. And Catherine Lopez joins me here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
In a nutshell, what does this statement, the Mount Vernon Statement, say about what a conservative is?
A conservative is somebody who respects the Constitution, who wants to support policies that advance freedom. A conservative is someone who believes that we don't need to reinvent the wheel and that the founding fathers knew what they were talking about. They established a republic based on moral principles, and these are things that we don't want to get away from.
I guess what's not clear to me is what specifically does this document say a conservative is? And if a conservative is simply those things you're saying they are, I don't think I've ever met anybody who's not a conservative.
There's a real sense among people in this country, and not just conservatives, I think, which is part of the opportunity, I think, that conservatives have right now, that there are people in Washington right now, in the White House, and in the majority in Congress, who actually don't respect those principles,
who don't respect the separation of powers?
Don't respect the separation of powers, don't respect federalism.
Moral principles, they don't respect those?
There are segments of our society and culture that seems to want to divorce morality from politics and believe in a radical separation of church and state which isn't in line with our tradition. Theoretically, we all like the Constitution, but there has been a trend in recent years where people are redefining it, and people in government are redefining it by their own practices. And so that's part of what this is.
So the signatories to this statement and the people that you hope running for office that will follow this statement would, for example, not be in favor of such a strict separation of church and state, for example.
I think that's true. The point of it was get conservatives on record, I think in part to send a signal to these Tea Party people, in part to say, hey, if you're wondering what we're about, this is what we're about, in part to send a message to people who are running for office and in office saying, hey, if you want our support and if you want to call yourself a conservative, we're going to keep you to these standards at least. And the other thing is, I think it was a way to show a little bit of unity.
That's Catherine Lopez. She's the online editor for the National Review. Catherine Lopez, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.